Good morning. Welcome. Hello. I am Jamie Dawn, and you are listening to The Jamie Dawn Show. So if you're listening to something else or thought you were, stay tuned, because I'm telling you, I've got something fun to share today. And this show is all about the energy of what's going on inside of us, as well as what's going on in the universe, because as above, so below. And I'm just so thrilled that you're here. Before I jump into all of what's happening, I just want to give a shout out to my son-in-law, Talbot, who wrote the music that you hear for my intro for the show. And I like to give credit where credit is due and brag a little bit, because I do love my kiddos. And Talbot, my son-in-law, is a wonderful human, so, and very talented. He's got this lovely creative side to him, which I always enjoy being around. So now, a couple of announcements. Please come find me at 1-2-Listen. We have regular sale days, so if you haven't signed up for promotions to find out when those are, please do so. That'll give you a little heads up also what's happening in the 1-2 family. And you will find that I'll be there, whether it's chat or on the phone. And if for some reason you can't find me and you need to connect, then please just schedule a call or request a call back, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. And if this is your first time joining the radio show and the 1-2 radio, welcome. If you would like to also join in the chat room, Jay, our wonderful producer, thank you, Jay. He will, he'll probably take bribery, but if you just ask him nicely to let you into our Facebook chat room, then he'll be able to do that. So on the 1-2 radio page on the left-hand side, you'll see some buttons there with like replay, archive, and there'll be a chat button. So if you click that chat button, it will take you to our Facebook page. And like I say, wave, wink, hug, bribe Jay, and I'm sure he'll let you in. So post your questions, your comments in the chat room, because I am going to check it when I get time to be able to offer some insights, readings for you guys. So it's not just me being a talking head at the moment here on the show. But speaking of me, let me give you some updates on what's been happening. Last week I did a replay because I was in the beautiful town of Puerto Vallarta visiting, as many of you know, my brother from another mother, Oliver, and we were catching up. We hadn't seen each other in person in 4 years, so just before COVID hit, and it was just wonderful to reconnect and to be in a very beautiful place, having some adventures, and he took me to a place called Boca on one day that I was there, and we went on this beautiful hike, but it was kind of jungle, you know, hiking. Fortunately, I kept asking, I was like, do I need a machete? What do I need for this before we ever went, you know? And luckily it wasn't like that, but there was still some pretty steep, treacherous parts that we had to be careful of, because if you slipped and fell, you'd fall off the side of the cliff and into the ocean. So that was a moment. Yeah, really beautiful place, beautiful people. Everybody was very generous and kind. It was interesting too, because when I was telling people I was going to Mexico, I couldn't believe how many responses I got with, are you sure it's safe? Can you really do, what about the cartel? What about, you know, I was like, whoa, come on, people. This is not how I roll, you know? I truly believe that I'm protected, number two, I have some common sense. So there's certain things you don't do and put yourself in a situation like, you know, I wasn't walking around by myself at night in dark alleyways, right? There's just certain things you don't do. So common sense went a long way, but I felt perfectly safe and fine. And like I say, everybody there was very kind and generous. So it was a lot of fun. And then I actually left a day early because my partner had called me and said, hey, you know, we're going to get a blizzard here. And I'm like, okay, sure. And I started paying attention and to the weather a little bit more. And this blizzard was promising to bring anywhere from 6 to 8 feet of snow. And that was on the mountaintop, but I live in the valley, and we were destined to get about a foot of snow, which, and high winds, which would cause travel delays and all of that. And I wasn't supposed to get back until late one night. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. I'm, I affectionately call myself the nomad crab because I'm a Cancer sun, Capricorn rising, Libra moon. Well, my little Cancer sun and Capricorn rising needs to have its comforts of home, to feel in control, to have some sense of stability under me. And the idea of traveling in that kind of weather and not getting home the same night or being delayed or even rerouted, actually, a friend of mine got rerouted, that really stressed me out and pissed me off. So, needless to say, I actually came home a day early. And I'm glad I did because as of this morning, I woke up to the mountain reporting 8 feet of snow and the winds were really bad, but 8 feet up there. And we did actually get about a foot of snow here where I am, and my daughter, who lives in town, about 20 minutes away up in the foothills, got almost 3 feet of snow. So, anyways, I left tropical paradise, if you will, for a winter wonderland. But I love it. So those of you who know me and follow me on my YouTube channel and my podcast and things like that, you know, now that you're here on radio, you know, I love to ski. And it was a very interesting thing for me. I'm going to give you a little background here. I know this has nothing to do with the energy. Believe me, I will get to it because I can find ways to tie these things together. But before I moved out west, one of the things that someone had challenged me with was, you work so much, what do you do for play? And I couldn't figure out for the life of me. I was like, well, I mean, I love my work, so work is play, right? No, skiing. When I moved out west and I took up skiing, that is what I do for play. So my weekends, when the mountain is open, is I ski. And then summertime, I have Lake Tahoe. And I think where I'm tying this into is that for us as human beings, it is so important to play because it's in that playtime that I can receive some of my greatest downloads, where I give back to myself, I refill my cup, I re-energize myself, and I'm able to show up even better for you, for others, because now I have so much more to give. And I'm actually eager to sit down at my desk and do the things I need to do, or talk on the phone, or whatnot. You know, people don't realize sometimes that sitting in front of a computer all day and being on the phone all day can be very draining after a while. And there was a thing during COVID where a lot of my clients I was working with, they were working with Zoom fatigue because they were on Zoom calls constantly, and there was just and the energy of the technology can drain us. If you think about it, the energy of technology couples up with the human energy center. We're like a battery cell. We have all this energy inside of us, right? So here we are partnering, hooking up with this technology energy. And so we have to vibrate at a certain level in order to sync, if you will, with this technology, or the technology will drain us, and vice versa. We can also capitalize on technology as human beings, right? We can get fed by it. So just saying, everything in my world, my belief system, everything is energy, everything is vibration. So let's talk about what the energy is right now, vibrationally. I do want to bring up something that happened last Friday, the 23rd. Venus and Mars, you may have already heard about this from others, and I talked about it a little bit on my YouTube, on my last Celestial Wisdom video. But Venus and Mars coupled up. They went into what's called a conjunction. I like to call it canoodling, because I picture the planets basically putting their arms around each other and hugging each other and merging together, if you will. That's what a conjunction is. And a conjunction means one. So it means that the planets have become a unified partner, if you will, partnership. So Venus and Mars are cosmic lovers. And last Friday, they were both in the sign of Aquarius, canoodling with each other. And what that does, the last time that happened was 2 years ago, and that was when they were in the sign of Capricorn. Well, now they're in the sign of Aquarius, setting us up for a new 2-year cycle where we're going to start thinking differently about our relationships. Now, Venus is our planet that has to do with the feminine, right? It's the energy that lives in all of us. It has the beauty, love, harmony, the things we value. It's the inner goddess. It's how we surround ourselves with beauty, or we create wealth. It's how we give and receive love, right? Those, we'll call it the energy of love. Love is an action, in my opinion, which leads me to Mars, because Mars is represents our masculine. So you have the feminine in Venus, you have the masculine in Mars, and Mars is the motivation, the energy. It allows us to fight, if you will. It gives us that assertive nature. It can be aggressive. It also fires us up and it fuels our anger, you know. But when these two come together, they're the cosmic lovers, right? And like I say, there's a new two-year cycle that has just been set up for us in our relationships. And in the sign of Aquarius, we're looking at ways to innovate how we interact with each other. You know, the definition of insanity, right? Well, if I was interacting with my partner, with my children, with my animals, you know, we're in relationship to something all the time. Even my relationship, let's say, with food, or my relationship with money, how do I think differently? How do I do it differently? Because the way I've been doing it may not serve me anymore. So also, we're going to notice that maybe leading up to last Friday, maybe it's still in effect now. I mean, for the next 2 years, we got this new cycle, that it shifts our attitudes about ideas, and our ideas about sex, about love, what we value, how we get what we want from others. We're going to be looking for more authentic connections. So if the relationship doesn't serve us any longer, or it no longer, or let's say something comes up out of the blue, like today we have Mercury sextiling Uranus, anything can go, especially in communication. So you never know what's going to come out of my mouth right now, because it's not quite exact, but it's close at the moment. So anyways, and the moon is in Sagittarius right now, in the last degrees of Sagittarius, so the 28th and into 29, which means, yeah, we're going to talk some truth here. What is truth? I'm not going to digress on that one. But that's another philosophical question that my kids and I like to play around as. Is like, what is truth? Anyways, let me circle back to where I was going with this. And when it comes to that authenticity, let me find my word. When it comes to authenticity in our connections and our relationships, it may not be us deciding if the relationship still serves. You might receive information out of the blue, and then, you know, the next couple of hours, the next couple of days, that all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, what I once thought was true about this person, or what I thought was okay or true in our relationship, clearly it's not, and it's not working, because they're behaving differently. They're saying things that are hurtful, or they're saying things that are not truthful for me. I'm going to remind us, what is true? You know best. That's been an interesting theme that I've had, that I've been hearing and saying over the last couple of weeks, is you know yourself best. There was a moment where I'm all over the place. Let me circle back again. The polygraph was invented because lies cannot enter the body. The body knows the truth. You know your truth. That's where I'm going with that. So being authentic, you know what rings true for you. If someone says something, or you hear something, or you read something, you get some piece of information, and it lands inside of you in a way that says, run away, or I don't think so, then it's not your truth. Don't own it. That's somebody's projection. If they say something, do something, you read something, whatever, and I don't know about you, but I've had the experience where, like, I can read a book, or I can hear a lecture or whatever, and everything they're saying, I can't get enough of it. It's just like, it's like, yes, yes, that, oh, I can get behind that. That's my truth. It feels like truth for me. So that's how you know. And so now I'll go back to, you know yourself best. One example I'll give is, and I don't think Oliver's going to mind, but we had to take a water taxi to get to one of the little islands that we had gone to. And as we're getting out of the water taxi, the gentleman was trying to help us all out. Well, Oliver, unfortunately, he knew how to get himself out of the boat, but he was letting this guy try and direct him, and he ended up falling out of the boat. I mean, he was fine, but he did injure his elbow a little bit. He got scraped up and stuff from the rope. And he was like, if I had just done it myself, I would have been fine. And I'm like, yeah, you know yourself best. So again, silly example, but how often do we compromise, you know, letting somebody else tell us what's best for us, and we do it and then we regret it because it wasn't our truth? So this goes into another piece or layer of our topics today, and that's the communication. And communication is key. How we communicate is the key, because as we know, our words can harm or heal. And so when someone is projecting or trying to be pushy about something, like helping someone out of a boat, right? It might be, hey, I appreciate your help. At the same time, I need to do this on my own, or I need to do this myself. That's a nice way of saying it, right? Or you can say, hey, back the fuck up. I mean, that's another way of saying it, but that's not so kind. So anyways, communication is going to be a big thing in the way in which we relate to others. So again, looking at it from an evolutionary standpoint, because that's what this Mars and Venus and Aquarius energy is asking of us, is to be evolutionary, revolutionary. That's my phrase, but you know, it's to say, hey, let's go against the grain, go against the norm, and not be a sheeple. Think for ourselves, speak for ourselves. Remember, you have a right to be here. Your spirit chose your physical body to incarnate and says, hey, you have a purpose. Therefore, you have a right to be here, and you're safe to be here. So we're going to be looking at relationships, and how does the relationship that I currently have, let's say with my with food, because I do love food, my relationship with food, how is it benefiting me? And if I am eating the right things, let's say, and I'm keeping my body in a healthy state, how does that benefit others? I can be of greater service, I'm clear, I'm stronger, I'm more capable, right? That sort of thing. So these are the kind of things that we're going to be looking at. If we're looking at it from, let's say, a romantic relationship, right? Are we bringing out the best in each other? Or is this relationship draining my energy? And it's not just romance. It could be friendships. You know, it could be parent-child relationships. I've had multiple conversations with someone over the last week or so about how her father, she's transitioned from calling him her dad because he hasn't been a dad to her, and transitioned him into being called father. And she actually invited him into a conversation a week ago that went where he would rather be right than happy. And he was very convinced that his stance as a father was right, and there was nothing she could do to change his mind, no matter how she invited him into a deeper understanding and conversation. And so now she's at a place where she's deciding if she even wants to keep the relationship. So for her, she's really looking and sitting with, is this relationship with a man that is biologically my father, is it worth keeping? And only she'll know what's best for her. And I know there's a lot of people who cut people out and remove people from their lives because it's toxic, because it doesn't serve. The hardest part is that there's a title attached to it, an expectation attached to it, like father. So there's going to be a grieving process that she'll go through when she makes that decision, because I'm pretty sure she's going to. And so what she'll find, though, and this was a question that her and I were toying around with, was when you do speak with him, when you have had interaction with him, which isn't often, but when you do, how do you feel before, during, and after? And there was not a single positive word that she could find to talk about it. And so, or to describe it. She was anxious and apprehensive and guarded before. Anxious, she was apprehensive, she was protecting, she was defending. And then afterwards, she felt shame, she felt guilt, she felt, what was the other one? I can't remember. But as you can see, there just wasn't anything positive that she could say. She didn't say she felt loved and appreciated, you know? And I think that's the thing, is that Going back to we know ourselves best, you're not looking for someone's approval. You're looking for acceptance. But we have to accept ourselves first, and we have to accept our choices. And we know there's always going to be a consequence to our choice. But that's something that we have to check in with ourselves and say, can I own the consequence and can I live with it? So these are the kind of things that we're going to be looking at and looking for. Now, the other thing that I'll talk about after the commercial, which I'll take in about 4 minutes, 3 minutes or so, but we have a new moon in Pisces coming up on Saturday. It's going to be technically Sunday night at 1 o'clock in the morning, or Sunday morning, I mean, at 1 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, but it's happening Saturday because we're going to go off of Greenwich Mean Time. So anyways, we have this new moon in Pisces. So I'm going to talk about that and what that involves, because we're looking at another 6 month cycle that we're setting up. Right. So if you notice, like in astrology, we're working with cycles and patterns on a constant basis. We're looking at themes. You know, I often go back and I notice a theme that shows up every time Jupiter changes signs, which it will again this year, does every 12 to 13 months. And what's the theme that showed up 12 years ago when Jupiter was in Taurus? I'm looking at that because it's going to transition into Gemini. Well, what was happening for me in 2012? And into 2013, right? And so what you'll find is that as you start observing these different patterns and cycles, the situation is different because you're not the same person, probably living the same place, or maybe you are, but I mean, life has happened, people have aged, you know, you've had experiences. So you're not gonna experience the exact same thing that you did before, but you will experience themes. And that's what we like to pay attention to as an astrologer and as evolutionary beings, where we're becoming more conscious and aware, is okay, here's a situation or a theme. Let's just say relocating homes, right? Well, okay, 12 years ago, I'm relocated and I relocated from Virginia Beach to Richmond. Well, I don't know that I'm going to relocate anytime soon from where I am now, but you just never know. So I'm staying open to it, but if that, maybe that theme, so I'm thinking about it, I'm like, maybe that theme is going to come up. You know, maybe my partner and I end up moving in together. We haven't talked about it. I'll promise you, I'll tell you when we do. But maybe that's something that comes up. Stay tuned. But anyways, those are the kind of things that we're going to be looking at as themes, right? And so look also at the conversations that you have in the next few days, because those are going to be good indicators of where we're going with this new moon, with the intentions for the next 6 months and what we are trying to manifest. So I will talk about that a little bit more once we get back from break. I'm going to check the chat room while we're on break and see if there's any questions, comments in there that I can answer and offer some insights. But don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Enjoy the music that Jay is queuing up for us. And I will be back at 11:30 Pacific. So 5 minutes. Get yourselves comfy and enjoy. All right, you guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Jamie Dawn Show. It is Monday, March 4th, so if you are listening to this any other day, it would be a replay or an archive. But welcome back live, I am. Boy, I just sound like Yoda, didn't I? That's okay. Yoda, what a great teacher. I'm going to offer some readings from the chat room for you before I jump into this Pisces new moon and some other things that are going on. So first of all, let me offer this insight to someone who was asking about their daughter and slow hearing from the med schools. And what I will offer is that things are going to start flowing pretty fast. Right now, these delays can be frustrating. I totally get that. At the same time, when she does hear, it's going to be from two different schools that are going to be pretty competitive for her. And so the hardest decision is going to be the choice. But, you know, I'll go back to what I was saying earlier about knowing what's true. This holds true to making decisions for ourselves, right? That as Megan is sitting there, you know, feeling into which school do I want to be at? The one that really energizes her, that brings out this feeling of excitement, even if there's a little bit of fear, because there's always fear when we make transitions, even if there's that little tinge there, which school really lights up for her? Like her body just lights up, and when she talks about it and she can see herself there, that's the one that she will go with. I actually feel as though she'll stay fairly close to where she is now as far as driving distance, not necessarily in the same city or state, but it won't be so far away that she can't get where she needs to go to visit family and things like that. So stay tuned. She will hear something, I feel, by the end of the month, 1st of April, when Mercury goes retrograde. So, that's what I'm getting. Mercury. Okay. We'll go with that. By the way, everybody, Mercury's going to be retrograde most of the month of April. So just saying, I'm putting that pin on the map, but we'll talk before then if technology wants to allow it, because you know how Mercury is. We get to blame. I love blaming planets or Mercury, especially during a retrograde, even though they don't make us do anything. But believe me, the frustrations are there and they are real. The struggle is real. That's all I'm saying. All right. Welcome, Kat. She's first time here. And yes, I'm happy to offer what was coming in for you. And honestly, the biggest thing that I keep seeing is you're being set up for success, and that there are some pursuits that you are taking right now that you may not be seeing a strong result from just yet, but you're doing all the right things to set yourself up for greater success. You're going to be partnering with someone, a group, an organization, company, somebody who is going to give you opportunities that you can, you know, toot your own horn, you can share your gifts. You're right now being told by Spirit to get out on top of the rooftop and shout out how awesome you are. If you're not necessarily advertising yourself, if you will, you know, talk about all the things you've accomplished, what you're really good at. I do feel as though some imposter syndrome can show up now and again for you. So a great way to navigate imposter syndrome, sit down and list all of your accomplishments, you know, even if it's just, I got out of bed today. So at the end of the day, it's a good reflection time to sit down and say, okay, what did I accomplish today? If it's one thing, great. And then in the morning, read them, because that reinforces what you're already doing really well. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, every single one of us has value. Okay. We came here, we're breathing, living beings that came here on earth to do something, to fulfill some sort of purpose. And so don't let anybody ever diminish that, including ourselves. We are the first to diminish ourselves, aren't we? It's easy for us to build other people up and compliment others, but the minute we get complimented or we start thinking about ourselves and all the good things that we offer, it's like, oh, no, shrink, be small. I'm saying don't do that. So we are here and we matter. Okay. Someone else in the chat room wants to know about just anything. I kind of know what she's looking for. And what I will tell you, darling, is that things are really going to start to pop in the next few days for you. There's going to be conversation, new job is coming, and I'm telling you that when that job lands for you, you'll start to feel like you're really solid again. I know that will feel good, and then you'll get into your new home that I see for you in the next month. And this is just a transformational time. So the biggest thing that I'm hearing is that you should not lose hope and faith in yourself. Don't lose hope and faith in the goodness of others, and stay open to receive, because it's in that place of reception that you can find some of your greatest gifts, and that there's a lot of people who want to be of service, if you will, to you and your successes. So stay true to you. All right. And if I can check, I have a hard time multitasking from the chat room and not getting distracted and where I was, the information I was giving you guys. So forgive me if I don't get to everybody today, but you know, you never know. I may be live next week too. Not all my shows are live, but I'm happy to be able to do it this week. Okay. So let's talk about this new moon in Pisces. I want to set us up for success here. So these, you know, we often use new moons. They happen obviously every month, just like full moons. And the new moons are intention setting. They're seed planting. They're not a time for action. A lot of people mistake new moons as being action packed. They're really not. Now, we are still doing things. New moons are about, like I say, planting seeds. Well, anybody who's planted seeds knows you have to dig a hole for the seed. So there's an action there, right? And it's interesting because you think about digging a hole, you're creating space. So we're removing something, we're removing the soil, metaphorically here. What in our lives needs to be removed or needs to be moved about in order to create the space for these new seeds to be planted? So what we want to do is start thinking, and I'm telling you, the conversations and the situations that we encounter and experience this week, it'll be a good setup for where we're going and for helping us in creating what are the seeds that I want to plant here and what is it for my highest good. So we have the new moon. We have it in the sign of Pisces. Now, Pisces is a water sign, and it is co-ruled by Jupiter and Neptune, because before the telescope, we didn't have Uranus, Pluto, and Neptune. Those are our outer social generational planets, but Jupiter was the original ruler of Pisces, and so obviously now that we have Uranus and Neptune and Pluto on our radar, Neptune now is the modern ruler of Pisces. So we're going to use both of these energies. Now, these two planets, Jupiter and Neptune, immersed into a water sign of Pisces, operates a little bit differently than Jupiter, who also rules Sagittarius, which is a fire sign, would operate. So what I want to offer for this new moon, when you're doing your seeds of intention, one of the rituals that I love, and you can buy these off of Amazon, is I get dissolvable paper. Now, I like it because you can write on it, you immerse it in water, it dissolves. Now, unfortunately, they say it dissolves. I do a lot of rituals with these with the groups, and it looks like toilet paper after a while in a toilet bowl, but it still works. So I use these dissolvable papers. I write my intentions on there. I immerse them in the water. I will say, I fully admit, I have actually flushed it down the toilet before because it just seems ceremonial. Why not? It was my way of releasing it. So whatever works for you. But that's always a beautiful thing. But anything to do with water, maybe you take a water bottle and you energize it, you write your intentions on the label, or you energize it by speaking your intentions into the water, right? And maybe setting the water bottle aside, putting it on your altar, whatever it might be. Maybe you take a shower and you speak your intentions into the shower, you know, into the water, you go to the beach or whatever. So anyways, my point being, anything with water is always very powerful when you're working with the element that rules the sign or represents the sign. And so, as I mentioned, we're working with the planet, the energetics of Jupiter and Neptune, And so Jupiter, remember, is also this optimistic, it's expansive, it's our largest planet. It's a planet of good luck and fortune, but when it's in the sign of Pisces, it's more focused on the spiritual nature, which is complementary of Neptune. Neptune is nebulous. It doesn't have boundaries. It's unified. It's boundless like the ocean, right? Neptune, the god of the ocean. And so when you have these two energies combining themselves, we're looking at ways in which we can find more, I'll call it higher vibration, with things that are emotionally, spiritually, and inspirational to us. So we're looking for more spiritual pursuits. We're looking for how to bring our dreams. Neptune and Pisces is a very dreamy energy. And it says, I love to imagine, I love to create, I love to just, you know, endless possibilities. I think that's the other thing about this new moon, is it gives us permission to explore endless possibilities. And when we have all these choices, that's where we can find optimism. Because it's like, wait a minute, I'm not stuck in my current situation. I have choices. What are my choices? You know, one of the things I was talking about with a couple of people was how I've actually had more space than I wanted. This was a while ago. And I was like, why? What is happening? Oh my gosh. And then I thought, wait a minute, it's given me time to get creative, to be resourceful, to think differently. Because if I'm always in doing mode, I don't have time for that. You know, I have to react, I have to act, I have to, you know, do something all the time. I don't have that spaciousness. And that's what Neptune and Pisces and Jupiter ruling Pisces offers us, is spaciousness. And you bring in the expansiveness of Jupiter, well, we're going to have a lot of space if we create it. And so that's what this new moon is going to be asking of us. Where can we create more space in our lives to plant these seeds, to bring our dreams into reality? Now, each new moon offers us these intentions that we plant to manifest at the full moon, or during the 6 months leading up to the full moon. So our full moon in Pisces is going to be in September, September 17th, actually. And so what we're looking at is we're planting these seeds, you know, of intention. Like I say, it's most powerful when we do it on the new moon, and we start to reflect on them. I think that's the other thing with writing them down, or at least putting them somewhere that we can pay attention to, or we can continue to energize or refocus on, is that over these next 6 months, we're going to start to take action that line up with these intentions, right? So it might be like, okay, I want to meditate more, because how do I access higher vibration? How do I access my dreams, my hopes, my imagination, my choices, right? Well, we have to sit in stillness. That's what I was saying. If we're always doing, we don't have time to daydream, right? There's something precious about daydreaming. It's a form of meditation in my mind. We can also, like I say, carve out time to meditate, remove distractions, do breath work. For me, walking in nature is a beautiful way. And I mean by myself, I don't mean like on a track. For me, it's going into the woods. There's a beautiful place here in town, just up the mountain, about halfway up the mountain. It's a forest. And it's usually, I may see one or two people the entire time I'm hiking there. And I love it. And it's just quiet. It's full of snow right now, so I doubt I'll be going hiking this week there. But getting out in nature and hike and just listening to the wind, listening to the trees, listening to nature, I can receive so much information that way. It also just cleanses my soul. So I offer that for you guys. Find some way in which you can carve out space in the next few days to listen quietly, you know. Some people talk about how they hate being, I used to say this actually, death by boredom. Some people hate being bored. I get it. I used to. Now, I don't get bored. I use the quiet space, the I don't know what to do with myself space, to just be. And in that space can be such fertile, fertile ground. I actually have a course that I'm designing. It's a, don't get intimidated when I say this, it's a 44-week course. Yeah, 44. And, but I'm designing it so that it's very quick, easy. So, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how long you want to use it for, once a week for 44 weeks. And it each one builds upon the other, and it's sequential and it's in order. I'm producing the content right now. I'm on week 5. So it's a little slow going because I haven't had a lot of spaciousness. Let me change that. I haven't created a lot of spaciousness to really sit down and focus on it. So when I get inspired, when I do have that spaciousness, then I sit down and I work on it. But it's got a teaching, it's got a journaling, it's got an exercise that you get to do, and then a meditation that goes with it. So and I'm going to do a video for them as well. So there's a lot of content that I have to create. So I just share all that to say sometimes being bored is the most fertile creative space to be in. So again, when you're looking at this new moon in Pisces, that's for you. Create that space and let it just drop in, you know. Now, how could this new moon affect you with others, or how could situations show up? Okay, I get that too. So here we are talking about what we need, but it's also a time where a lot of magic can appear. So you may end up, and remember, I pointed out the Venus and Mars conjunction that happened last week, setting up this new 2-year cycle. Well, you may end up meeting somebody that feels fated. If you're single, this is a perfect time to connect with a soulmate, somebody who just brings out, you know, I'll call it the fated feeling, you know. I know that when I met my partner 2.5 years ago, the minute that we met, it was like, oh, hello, there is something special here. And it really is. So this new moon could bring in some fated events, some magical events, because we're open. That's another thing. Being open to receive is a powerful thing to do. And really committing ourselves to become more aware of ourselves, of our energy, of our surroundings, keeps us open to letting whatever opportunity shows up to show up. Many of you who are looking, let's say, for jobs, or you're looking for maybe new friendships, a new tribe, somewhere that you can be of service, this new moon can offer that to you. It's a moon that says, hey, I want to be of greater service to the greater good. How do I do that? Who would benefit from the value that I offer to this world? Yeah. The other thing that I just want to point out is that this new moon has a lot of energy with love, with, like I say, the spirituality. There's a lot of spiritual nature to it. So where can I be of greater service from a spiritual standpoint as well? How do I expand my consciousness? Many of you may decide to find a new spiritual organization to get involved with. And, you know, maybe you go on a retreat somewhere that you've always wanted to go. I would also say that psychedelic plant medicine is probably going to be up for a lot of people at this new moon, that they're going to start planning an ayahuasca trip, or, you know, a mushroom trip, or ketamine, whatever. And am I promoting it? No. But do I see anything wrong with it? Absolutely not. So that's my moral. That's my standard. If it doesn't work for you, don't take it. It's not a judgment one way or the other. But I can tell you that in the world in which I work in, I've seen some powerful benefits to plant medicine ceremonies. And what I will promote is that it become a ceremony and not recreational, and that you have a practitioner, somebody who, if this is something you do dabble in, that, or you practice in, that you have a safe environment and you have someone to that knows what they're doing and is well certified to offer this with you. The other thing I would say, that this new moon may find us, all of us, a little more ungrounded than normal. So it's going to be really important to ground. What is grounding? It's being in the body. It's being fully present. It means that we don't scatter our energies, that we bring them fully into ourselves. So that's going to be a challenge, I think, at this new moon. But I do think that we're going to find ourselves, for the most part, inviting some beautiful, magical opportunities. And the way that things are going to start to manifest around the new moon time, it most likely will feel otherworldly, magical, intuitive. Our intuition is going to be way up. So Yeah, we're like I say, you're just gonna have to stay really planted in the body, but don't dismiss the ahas and the oh my God, the signs that show up. You know, I mean, I think those are so powerful, and I think that is going to be probably the biggest thing. I'll say that many of us are going to end up having conversations with people that may surprise us around this new moon as well. Something that maybe we had already gotten a, say, an intuitive hit about, and then the conversation happens and it confirms what we had maybe previously thought about. If someone pops into your mind's eye and you haven't talked to them in a while, call them. There's a reason for it. Or just you can sit back and wait for a moment and they'll call you and you'll go, oh, no wonder. No wonder. I was just thinking about them. Because here's the thing about this Pisces new moon, too. Anything's going to go because the sun is sextiling with Uranus. And for those of you who are familiar with Uranus, Uranus is the planet that rules Aquarius, that is erratic. Unpredictable. It is revolutionary, rebellious. It innovates. It has these ahas. But Uranus is also considered the great severer. Yeah, like Kali's sword, if anybody's familiar with Kali, the goddess. And but Kali cuts through the truth, her sword of truth. She cuts through the bullshit. And so I would imagine that at this new moon or leading up to it, that there could be some information, actions that others may take that go that shake us up, you know, and say, wait a minute, I need to remove myself from this. Or it could be, you know, the way we used to interact doesn't serve us anymore. Let's change that. Let's change the relationship, make it different. That's why I also say this is a great time for someone, we'll call it fatedly, to show up. Because right after this new moon, Mercury's going to leave Pisces and move into the sign of Aries, which it will stay until the end of April because of the retrograde. So keep that in mind. And when Mercury moves into Aries, our minds get really sharp, really fast, really quick. And oftentimes we speak before we think, and we don't really think about what we're saying, and we just let things fly. So that's what I'm saying. This new moon has a little bit of trickiness to it. I sense that it's more about others surprising us, but we could easily surprise ourselves and someone else about what we say. We may finally say, you know what, this is my truth. You know, if you're walking on eggshells in a relationship, you may go, wait a minute, I can't live that way. That's not me being authentic. Fuck that. I'm going to go and I'm going to say what I need to say. And if you don't like it, too bad. You know, I mentioned that example about someone I've been talking to who is transitioning from the parent-child relationship into that was the person who helped give me life, but that's not my father. That's not my dad, right? That is a perfect example of the energy that is happening for us this week and leading into this new moon. And that I would imagine that by this new moon time, she will have made that decision to allow that relationship to end, put it on the shelf, put it in a box, whatever, and move forward. So we'll see. Any, like I say, anything goes. It's going to be an interesting time. But just know that you are supported, that you know, if for some reason you feel you need support, you need help, there are plenty of resources for that. I'm going to say that this will be an emotional new moon for many of us. And if we are caught up in our emotions and we haven't mastered them and we're not grounded, it's going to sweep us away. You know, you think of water, right? I mentioned it's a Pisces new moon in water. Well, what does a tsunami do? It destroys, right? It carries us away. So we may feel like we're caught up in a tsunami of emotions. And when that happens, it's very hard to get grounded. It's very hard to see anything beyond that. So I just offer, if you can, set yourself up for success now by pointing out to your support group, your support friend, whatever, or your support system, and say, hey, listen, if I, you know, in the next few days, if things come up and I get a little overly emotional or a little, or I react too much or whatever, can I count on you? Can I lean in on you? So find them and set them up, set yourself up. Okay. All right, you guys, it looks like I am just about done today. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of the 1-2 family. Here we are at 1-2 Radio. Of course, we have 1-2 Listen, where I will be later today. And then also we have 1-2 Academy, 1-2 Reports. Like I say, all things 1-2. The number 12 is a very sacred number. Maybe I'll talk about that in another show. But anyways, thanks so much for sharing your time and energy with me. Thank you, Jay, for producing. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful week. Come find me. I want to hear about your stories of the new moon, how it is. And don't forget, I have my YouTube channel where I do a celestial wisdom report weekly. All right, you guys, have a great week and be well.